Dive teams have been bringing up artifacts from a Beaufort Harbor shipwreck believed to be the Queen Anne's Revenge, the flagship of the pirate Blackbeard since 1997. Many objects recovered were initially concreted, a hard, dense crust that forms around an iron object as salt water causes iron to rust. Sitting on the ocean floor since 1718, items have concreted to a point where a few objects are easily recognized, most aren't.
Most objects that come up, aside from the anchors and cannons that have a very diagnostic shape, come up as an amorphous blob, and there's no way to tell just by looking at something what's inside it. And that's why the X-ray is so important, our task here, because that helps us determine what's inside it and what needs maybe more conservation attention or what is more diagnostically interesting for the archaeologist to study.
Kim Kenyon, a conservator at the Queen Anne's Revenge Conservation Lab in Greenville. To date, those X-rays have been two-dimensional pictures, but in approaching how to free the items inside their concretion, 2D images have their limitations.
You have three different objects set in one concretion. You can't tell by looking at a two-dimensional film which one is closer to the surface or which one is deeper within the concretion or whether or not they're touching, things like that. So that kind of information is something we're hoping to learn from the three-dimensional X-ray technology.
This summer, members of the physics department at Davidson College will use Digitome software to give conservators like Kim Kenyon a better handle on just what it is they're trying to preserve.
The difference is it'll be shot on a digital film, and so we'll shoot several different angles of the same object, and then using a computer program, we can stitch together those digital images to give us a three-dimensional representation of that object. And that helps us because many times the concretions are conglomerates of, you know, one or more objects. So we have a few concretions that have several hundred individual artifacts in them. And what the 3D X-ray can tell us is how those individual pieces are spatially related to each other before we start trying to break up the concretion. That's not something that we can tell from a two-dimensional X-ray film.
That detail will help in the cleaning of the artifact. Kenyon says clearing an item of concretion is not that long a process. If you consider taking a week or two to clear concretion from a cannonball, not that long a process. But clearing the concretion is a relatively quick process compared with cleaning the artifact of the element that started the concretion in the first place.
So once we take the concretion out, that iron cannonball inside it is still laden with all of the salts from the seawater. And the desalination process, that's the process that is such a long, drawn-out process. For a cannonball, it takes about 2 to 3 years soaking in a bath to get all of the salt out of it.
The conservation lab has some concreted items it plans on running through the 3D technology. One concreted item that could come free before the 3D is in place may be a manila, which was used as a type of currency in Africa into the 20th century. If it is in fact a manila, it would be one more piece of evidence backing the wreck site as that of the Queen Anne's Revenge, as, prior to Blackbeard capturing the vessel, it was the Concorde, a French slaver with frequent excursions to Africa. Still, it's inside concretion, and while the 2D image is indefinite, a 3D image could provide something resembling conclusive evidence. But whether or not the possible manila is still encased in its concretion when the 3D software comes online this summer, there are plenty of other concretions raised from the Beaufort Harbor wreck site that could benefit from the new technology.
One of our more interesting pieces is a small firearm, so it's a personal arm, and it looks to still have all of the pieces in place. We have not found an object like that before. We find gun parts, but we've never found an articulated gun. So that one specifically will be very important for us to capture in 3D, and that's one that is being planned on the 3D X-ray.
Kim Kenyon is a conservator at the Queen Anne's Revenge Conservation Lab in Greenville. I'm George Olson.